As the years of my life have passed by, Sabbath upon Sabbath, Passover upon Passover, I find that the Lord is truly showing me, with more focus and clarity every day, a more deepening perspective of what is the purpose of life, and moreover, what is His purpose in my life, and what can be of my relationship with our loving Father through Him, my Savior. Maybe you've had these same thoughts, similar thoughts. I sure hope so. And as I approach this Passover season, I am reflecting upon the most important questions of my life. In my 70, where am I in my spiritual growth? What must I do to be even more diligent in making my calling and my election certain, sure, stable, steadfast? As I approach this Passover season, where do I stand in my commitment to my Lord Jesus in this new covenant? Am I prepared to share in part with my Lord, proclaiming His death till He come, even unto possibly my death? These are personal questions that the little Dave inside me has been fervently asking and fervently desiring to share with you. As we approach this Passover season, where are we in our spiritual growth? What is our focus? What is our commitment? Do we seek to share in part with our Lord? In this message, I will share with you only one exhortation and three words to remember. First, the exhortation. Remember the promise. I know you know the scripture probably by heart, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. How many years have we burned that into our mind and thought about that? But do you also know another part of the promise that God has promised us? Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. In 2 Peter, turn to chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and reading in verse 13. Chapter 3 of 2 Peter, verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Brethren, it is a promise that God has given you and me. The promise of rest. Turn with me, if you will, back to Hebrews. The promise of rest. Turn with me, if you will, back to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hebrews chapter 4. And I want to read verses 1 through 3. Chapter 4 of Hebrews, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear. Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As He has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Why, brethren? They gave up. They did not believe in that promise. They were not committed to that promise. And so they gave up. You remember their exhortation? Turn with me back to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning in verse 19, the sovereign God of the universe, the designer, the creator, the lawgiver, the life giver, the one who has life inherent, He says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. They failed. They did not make it into the promised land. That is an example for us today. We cannot fail. We need to make it into that promise of rest, into God's kingdom. That is the exhortation, brethren. Turn with me now, if you will, back to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, I want to start in verses 47. In verse 47 of John chapter 6, he says, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." There's no complexity here. This is simple. This is simple. And it's so awesome, so mind-boggling to know that if you believe that Jesus is the Christ and that he died for your sins and my sins, we have everlasting life, the promise. "I am the bread of life," he goes on to say, and then dropping into verse 51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven." And then, of course, reading on in verses 57 and 58, or 57. "As the living Father," remember I said the sovereign God, the one who is life inherent, "as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me." Very powerful words. A promise given to us by our Savior. Now, if you will, turn back to Hebrews chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 4, let's read the verse together. Verse 11, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fail according to the same example." I'll read it again. "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fail according to the same example of disobedience." Brethren, we have the exhortation. We have the choice before us. Choose life. It's simple to make the choice. I know it's hard because of the influences and the flesh that in which we dwell. But think of the beauty of that promise. Think of the rest that we're going to have. No more pain. No more tears. No more hurt feelings. No more suffering. No more useless killings and murders and death. It's all passed away. Well, there it is, the exhortation to be diligent to enter that rest. Our forefathers, not having faith, did not make it into Palestine, the promised land. We have faith. Our faith needs to be growing, and we pray as we come towards this Passover season that it grows even more stronger, that the commitment becomes even more deeper than ever. As we face Passover and as we enter before our Lord and make that commitment with him. What about us, you and me? Will we be steadfast partakers with Christ? Are we examining ourselves, really, truly looking into the mirror and examining ourselves, our spiritual mirrors? As we approach this Passover season, where are we and our spiritual growth? What is our commitment to our Lord Jesus? Will we proclaim his death till he come? Are we that determined in our lives, that committed? God said, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days." Brethren, let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest. We should be thinking about that as we approach the Passover season. It's not just a matter of taking the bread and the wine and saying, "I'm committed," or "I believe, and thank you for the forgiveness." There's more to it than that. We share in part with the Lord. We suffer with him. We serve with Him. We minister with Him. And we live with Him, dwelling in us every day. Oh, and the three words I want you to remember that are in the exhortation. Love the Lord your God. Love Him. Agape love. Love Him and show your love by obeying Him. We show God that we love Him when we show Him our obedience to His voice. To obey His voice. Love, obey, and cling. Cling to Him. That's a good Bible study in itself, that word cling. I looked it up in Strong's, and it's cleave in the old King James Version. Cleave to Him. Cling to Him. In other words, grab on and don't let go. And you know what else? You're in His hands, and no one can snatch you out of His hands. What a grip in our lives to have to know that God our Father loves us so much that He has that grip on us, and we need to cling to Him. Love, obey, cling, for He is your life. And says to us, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me.